city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on. Gene Genie lives on his back. Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he falls. Gene Genie, let yourself go. Like a man, but he smiles like a reptile. She loved him, but just for a short while. She scratched in the sand, won't let go of his hands. He says he's a beautician, and sells you nutrition, and keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. Ooh. The Gene Genie lives on his back. Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. But Gene Genie, let yourself go. So simple-minded, he can't drive his mother. Lights on the neon and sleeps in a capsule. Loves to belong. Loves to belong.
If you're just tuning in to this week's edition of Quartz in Session, you might notice that the voice behind the mic is a little different. That's right, your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Leary, is out of town this week, so I am standing in, and I am DJ Addy, host of From the Basement on Friday nights on WRCT, where you can hear what's what over a spread of electronic and alternative subgenres, and hark to occasional interviews with local experts. Again, that's every Friday at 8 on this very station. We just had a series of songs from our record collection, been running back and forth from the studio to our massive record library. We heard The Gene Genie from David Bowie's album Aladdin Sane. Before that, it was The Golden Age of Rock and Roll by Mott the Hoople. And we just finished with Telegram Sam by T-Rex. Now we're listening to a long one by Neil Young. It's Like a Hurricane from his album Decade. Prescription pain relievers are safe and effective when used correctly, but if you misuse them, you could become addicted or experience other problems. Take your prescription as directed, and if you need information about addictions, you can call 1-800-662-HELP. Do the right dose. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WRCT. The American Academy of Neurology has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia should stop driving. The guidelines advise caregivers to watch for warning signs, including crashes, traffic tickets, avoiding driving at night or in rain, and an impulsive personality. To learn more or to find a neurologist near you, you can visit the American Academy of Neurology's website for patients and caregivers at AAN.com. That's AAN.com. All right, back to the music on WRCT Pittsburgh. We just heard Running from Bully's album Losing, and up next is some new music. It's the song Cramps from Slow Pulp's latest album called Yard, just released this year. Just around 9 o'clock, coming up in a few minutes, we'll get to a few requests from listeners, both from tonight and from last week.
Yeah.
It is just after 9 p.m., and you're listening to Quartz in Session on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm DJ Addy, and I'm filling in for your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, who's out of town this week, but I'm happy to cover. And because it's right after 9 p.m., it means it's time for a relatively new segment of Quartz in Session called Guilty Pleasure, where we choose one song a week from the requests for songs that you're embarrassed to love. So you say. This is for Jake in Mount Oliver, who last week requested Material Girl by Madonna from her album Like a Virgin from 1984.
Thank you. a material world.
WRCT is supported in part by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or by calling 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. This is Tom P. by Billy Crane.
Last dance, one more time. Man, the torpedoes, full speed.
That was Nick Z's Boss Super Summer with Let's Rock Steel City, a new single, an upbeat rock song that name drops various Pittsburgh neighborhoods and monuments. If you caught those references, Nick Z is actually a friend of the Mockster who hosts Viva La Mock here on WRCT on Friday nights at 9, right after my show from the basement. And that's why WRCT got this song before anyone else. As a reminder, my show is called From the Basement, and that's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. I am merely filling in for your rockin' attorney this week here on Quartz in Session. This is Walk of Life from Dire Straits. That one and this summer and decided to get a copy for myself after listening to it in Minneapolis, Minnesota, driving around with my good friend Thomas, just barely hearing that Dire Straits song over the horrible grinding sound of the transmission in his Honda Civic. Beautiful day nonetheless. Up next, it's Francis Forever from Mitski's album Bury Me at Makeout Creek.
Trying to lay my head down, but I'm writing this at 3 a.m. I don't need the world to see that I've been the best I can be, but I don't think I can stand to be when you don't see me. We'll be right back.
We know you love tuning in to this program called Quartz in Session, but WRCT has lots of other great shows on its schedule, such as Joe's Garage, where you can pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage. That's Monday nights starting at 6 p.m., where you can shift into gear as Joe dusts off the vinyls, rewinds the tapes, and polishes the CDs to play the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage, Monday nights at 6 p.m., only on WRCT. Up next, I've got another one from my friend Squirrel Flower's brand new album that came out within the last week. The album is called Tomorrow's Fire. This track is called When a Plant is Dying. I mentioned before that she's about to start on her next world tour, which will bring her to Pittsburgh this Sunday night. But I forgot to mention on the first track that I played from this album that she is number one on the college radio charts in America. That's right, Squirrel Flower's new album, Tomorrow's Fire, is the number one album on college radio this week. What a feat.
Thank you.
Peter, the host of the New and Newer Music Show, which is on WRCT Sundays at 9, just broadcast an interview with Squirrel Flower, or is about to broadcast an interview with her following her show, or maybe during her show this Sunday night. Next, a deep cut from Squirrel Flower's old band all the way back in 2017, when they were recording back in rural Iowa. This is a band called Alien Girls. This is the only studio album they ever released, called Without Further Delay. This is one of my favorite tracks from it, called Sleeper Skin. This album was performed in my house, and at one point I even lived with one of the bandmates.
Sits all alone with his head down on the throne and he's crying. The court had stood him up until they've had enough of his crying. A simple trick of rhetoric, like blood from a finger, with a little
can fuel the fire. Pretty soon they'll turn to ash from his crying. You're only fooling yourself if you think it's gonna last from his crying. And there will come a day when they are passing.
gonna tear your big house down.
That was another one from the Ruffians' latest album, that one called Playhouse. And a reminder that earlier tonight we played Cadillac Walk from the same album, for which a new music video is dropping today. And before that we heard The King from the Guess Who's latest album, Plain D'Amour. And up next we've got Girl on the Billboard by Brian Setzer.